put this up right here. I guess I'm just juice out here. I had a lot left over. You wait right there, boy.
I was looking where did you want me to plant that flower?
Over Althea? That pretty pink one?
Mm-hmm.
I want it where we can see it, Desi.
That's what I know.
Why couldn't it go out there with it, you know, around with the
banana booth?
Yeah. Well, no, out there in that we'll take a look one day when we...
Okay, so I don't know.
Yeah. And that's not to drink. But I'll get some of this fixed.
Oh, you got that sort of light to shine in your eye.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I see.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I like to have one through here, too. Right along there.
Uh-huh.
Where it light up, see? Where I could
shine down in places.
See
right.
The typewriter and this there. And
shine
there.
Right in your eyes.
See, I can't see that. I don't know which station it's on.
Uh-huh.
Can't see it.
Oh, that's just... We don't need no ice in that. That's just real good.
Well, Miss Betsy, we just celebrate.
Celebrate. Or drink to the little cold.
You know, Miss Betsy's porch is always so nice, Faye. That's the nicest place here. Except, how's the air down there now?
It's nice. You got no air because you shut in.
Yes.
You see, you all shut in.
Yes.
That's when you don't feel the air.
Oh, the wind got to blow before we get it.
Yeah, I know, but I say, you see that porch is low there. And it takes a heap of wind to come underneath that.
It's got to be windy before
yeah.
we get it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you get it there on your porch.
Mm-hmm. Nice breeze.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. You follow that light up there? That porch light?
Yeah.
They go up there.
Oh.
They go up there. Just feels thick around there.
Huh.
Oh.
You mean that would... That big street light, that would attract the mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that keeps the mosquitoes from coming so bad around the house, you see. So that light draws them up there.
Well, you never expected that.
Mm-mm. Now you go over there, Miss Daisy, you can't sit there. Skeeter eats you up.
Yeah.
She ain't got no screen around, you know. And the mosquitoes just eat you up over there. I told her, I can't stop fighting mosquitoes.
Uh-huh.
They don't, that street light don't help over there much?
No. You see, well, I guess it do kind of take some of them away. You know, they don't be so many over there, but what's there, they give you a fit.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
I don't believe
the big old mosquitoes,
yeah.
You know?
I don't believe she's got a screen to her back door.
She ain't. I wouldn't. I told her, says, I'd have a screen if they don't make me. It don't cost that much.
She say?
She said, well, she'll get one day. I said, one day. But she need it now. Oh, the flies and the mosquitoes off and the end of the day and when she open that back door out of, you know, it let flies in, you know?
Yeah.
Flies come in the house. And at night, why, she closed the back door because it's dark, but the mosquitoes on that front porch. Terrible on that porch.
Mm-hmm.
He bit me so that one evening, about this time. I said, I got to go home out there. Excuse you for me.
Well, Miss Daisy, come over and sat with you.
Mm-mm. She go down to Doris's.
Well, I never saw her down Doris's.
Yeah, she goes there. She don't come home until about 11, 10, 11 o'clock.
At night?
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Daisy just goes down there and wait for her?
For Doris? She be there. See, she get off from work. She gets off all day early.
Oh, she just goes down there and visits.
Yeah, she go down there every night and sit down around there and talk. But the mosquitoes is bad. They're bad some in Doris's too. She has got a screen to the door, but the bolt door, but the children got holes in where they're not holding the screen right. So the mosquitoes come in this thing.
But, where do they sit down there?
Where they sit? In the front?
Porch?
Mm-mm. In the middle room there,
yeah.
At the door.
Yeah. Where we used to watch the television program.
Yeah, uh-huh. So she has a spray, though. She had that stuff to spray in the house. That cooled them down, you see.
Well, do they go, Miss Daisy go down there and listen to television?
Yeah, she go down there. She comes over my house once in a while, but she goes down there all the time.
And listens to television?
Mm-hmm.
Does she listen to television?
Yes, sir.
Down there?
Mm-hmm.
Them old programs?
Yeah.
Wonder what they listen to.
I don't know, all kind of things.
Yeah.
Mm, she liked it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Bessie's got the best porch. And the best view.
Yeah, she's got the best porch.
Of anybody. I don't think I've ever sat on your porch that it wasn't comfortable.
It's cool on there. It's nice and cool.
Well, that's a good house, Faye. It's an old, it's a good old house.
Yeah.
You see, it's like this one. This is a good old house.
Yeah.
And it's got good porches and good doors and windows and everything. Old houses better than them new ones, ain't they?
Oh, yeah. Some places that house is dead in now. In Roddick.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't mean it's actually rotting? Started rotting? Rotting?
Yeah, it's been rotting. Because she said so.
I tell you one thing. I was over there putting up that little shelf for yesterday. I noticed it before, but I noticed it yesterday. She walks up them concrete steps, way up there, Bessie, and she hadn't got a thing to hold on to.
No, she ain't.
Why, you could step on a bottle top and sort of
throw her off. Yeah, that's right.
You don't have to wait for ice and snow and...
No, anything a tripper.
Anything will trip anybody that length, you know. It'll even trip them boys if they run them down there enough. That's high.
It sure is, Mr. Milo.
Well, that's dangerous.
She had some old banisters there once. But it didn't rot it. And so she knocked it down a... They took it down one or two. Because she's out there with the axe. And I said, what you doing? She said, I'm knocking this old railing down for the this old banister, see. So somebody might fall on it. You know, it might jab them, you know.
Yeah.
But if they fall on them steps, they get hurt.
Oh, Lord.
She will, too.
Oh, yes. Too far to go.
And I go up and I crawl up.
You do?
I go up this way on my hand and foot.
Well, I don't blame you.
No, that's dangerous.
I'd go around the house and go in the front door.
She'd go up to the steps.
Bessie? That little Cole, does he look all right?
To me, he does.
Bony?
Well, Mr. Meyer, they don't be fat. You know when they come. You see, they don't be fat. They be thin.
Yeah.
And after about a week or so, you wouldn't believe how they pick up. When they come after eating grass, you know.
Uh-huh. And get plenty of milk.
Yeah. He's nice. But you separate them. You let them stay in there. Because their horses might hurt him.
Yeah.
You see.
Yeah. And it makes her nervous having them.
Yes. Uh-huh. Be bothering him.
Yeah.
You see.
She
tried. Yeah. So she be trying to keep them off if they'd be trying to fight, you know.
Yeah.
Well, then they might hurt him.
That's
you
right.
See. So I would separate them. Put him to himself. Let him and her go to himself.
Yeah.
Well, now, when we walked out there, you see, she was watching out for him. Don't you remember? She had her ears back.
Yes, that's right.
All that does is just make her nervous.
Now, where that gray horse, that spotted gray horse?
She's down here.
I seen him. See, he fights a little colt down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you told him. Yeah, in the front pasture.
Yeah, I seen him trying to fight Red up on him, you know, fighting him, you know. So you see, those kind of things is bad to have him around, you see. Especially a little baby like that.
Yeah.
But I take him out in the morning, take him out and put her in a path or to herself and put him in there.
Uh-huh.
Put her down there with Pappy. With Pappy.
Yeah.
Well, now see, Faye, you didn't think of that. Now you better pay Miss Bessie or thinking for you.
Miss Bessie's gonna have to get the coat down there. That's gonna be interesting. Pick him up and carry him. How'd you get him in?
He can walk.
He wobbles.
That ain't nothing. He'll walk. He ain't gonna leave her, let her be behind, get in front of him and stay behind him. He gonna go too.
Yeah.
After a while he'll kick up his little heels and just be plain, you know.
Yeah.
He's like a calf.
Uh-huh.
When they first come, you see, they'll get out and come as they're running the first thing. They nurse a little bit and lay down a while, and then after a while they get up and try to run, you see.
Yeah.
He'll run too. When he get a little bigger now, he'll just run, kick up his heels.
It'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, it will be fun. He'll run and kick up his heels.
Well, these baby calves are bony when they're born.
Yeah.
They're not fat.
No. So, you see, he's tall, you see.
Oh, my.
And he looks thin because he's so tall. And he'll pick up there in a day or two, you see. After a while, you can't do nothing with him.
Bessie?
Yes.
Faye hasn't seen Patterson drive that school bus. No, she don't know how he drives that bus.
No, I've never seen him.
No?
Oh, she's seen him, but she
well,
knows
you
she
know,
hasn't
I've
paid
never
attention.
Been around when he's driving.
He drives it all right now.
Oh.
Yes, he drives like a son of a gun.
Oh.
I'm scared he might run over me. I don't even be out there when he come along.
Oh.
No, I don't get out there. If I see him coming, I guess out the way. I'm telling you. He'd drive anything that way. He'd drive his car and everything like that.
And tractor too.
Yeah, the old tractor so big, ain't got the speed, you know, but he do try to make it go.
Well, he drive like he's in a hurry, Bessie.
Yes, he do drive like he's in a hurry. Now, when them children get on, he used to wouldn't give them time to sit down, you see, before he start off. But I don't know where Doris spoke to the head man or what about it. Anyway, but they told him how he do. He drive to let the children get a chance to sit down. And I think one or two children got hurt that way when they get in. He starts right up. Just start. He don't take his foot off the lever. He just keeps his foot on there and just keeps the noise all the time. And so, the two or three children that hurt that way fell, you know, they're trying to get to the seat. And so they stopped him from that. So now he waits. I notice when Calvin get on there, he waits till they sit down.
Oh,
he start off.
Well, now, Carolyn rides with him all the time. What does she say about it?
Who?
Carolyn.
She don't like him. She said he go too fast. That's what she said. She said, Mama, he go too fast for me. I just don't like him. See, cause she, you just be rocking and a rocking. I guess she glad school out.
Yeah.
But he'll be driving for the Head Start.
Oh, so he'll keep on.
It'll be about a week before they start. For the Head Start stuff.
What if he drives that way in town, too?
No, he don't drive in town because he got to slow down in there, you know. Just get on the road, that's all. Make his noise.
Now, when that road was dusty, I was out there in the field one day, and he drove up there and just stopped all of a sudden, and I couldn't see your house, and I couldn't see all your houses there. For that.
So much dust.
So much dust. He could really stop that bus and scatter the dust.
Yeah. He's a killer.
And he's a buster. Bessie, I wanted to get that straight about you. About your liniment, your internal liniment.
Oh, I asked Miss Molly.
I didn't know.
I told you that internal liniment, Faye, with the book that went with it.
You want the book too?
No, that's what. Well, you know what it says.
Yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to look at it.
Uh huh.
Now that's.
She can get it when she go back.
Well,
sometimes
you can get it tonight.
No, you can tell him about it.
She don't know about internal liniments.
I never heard of any. Internal, you take it.
Oh, yes, you take it. It's Raleigh, man. It's been in ever since 1939.
Yeah. No, it was way before that.
It was 19-something.
Or it was way back to 18-something. 18-something to 1939.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
See that book you had, 1939?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can get the book and the liniment.
As a relief, eh?
Well, what? You just have to tell me a little about it. You take it?
Yeah, I take it when I got a pain.
Let me give you some more juice.
No, I don't know. No, no. No, thank you. I don't care much for juices.
Well, when you said it was that liniment over there by your bed, that's what I picked up.
Well, I thought that's what it was. I didn't know, you see.
Well, what do you use that for?
What, drink?
That
liniment.
I don't take this. I rub it this.
Yeah.
But what do you...
This heats you. Eat your limbs up, you know, and you got a pain anywhere, you just don't rub it, but just dop it on, you know, and it's got a heat in it, it'll just go right through you.
Yeah.
Now the old Raleigh man was at the house yesterday. He goes all over Europe. This old man who would sell this liniment.
Yeah.
He can't walk a step. He got a walker, you know, to walk. Push it long as he walk, you know. But he goes to Europe every summer over there. And he told me all the places he goes, he goes. He even seen the Jordan River.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he's been all over. I think it's three men goes along with him, you know. He said he go every summer. And he said he just wants to travel and see the world. That's what he want to do. So.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. He ain't got no wife, you know. He stayed with his brother's wife. His brother died. His brother had this selling this liniment before he did, you see. Then he taking the job of the liniment.
Oh.
He have to order it, you know. He have to order. Not this. He have to order the liniment. He puts in so much of an order. And the Raleigh company sent him songs with him and different things, you know. He had more than liniment. He had all kind of Raleigh stuff. Yeah, he carried that Raleigh stuff all along.
Well, now, when he comes, you put in an order. You don't get it.
Yeah, I can get it right then.
Can you?
Yeah, but I mean, he orders so much, you know. And he has it on hand, you see.
Well, now, does he know about all these things? Does he tell you about any of them?
Who? The old man?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He buys it. He pays for the stuff when he gets it. He pays for it.
Yeah.
But that red liniment is high. It's $3 and a half a bottle.
Yeah.
But it really is good. Yes, it's really good. If you got indigestion or anything like that, you just get a teaspoon and get your teaspoonful and a glass, a little water, and a little sugar. You know, put a little sugar in it. You just knock it right up. I'm sorry I didn't have none that night. Liza come, they wanted, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't have a bit, and I couldn't, and I hadn't seen him. I didn't know where he was. No matter where were you.
Yeah. And you was clear out.
Huh?
And you was clear out.
I was clear out. I was so glad to see him because it really is good.
You know, it's nice to have some remedies around, isn't it?
It is. Because, now listen, if you get sick in the night or anything like that, you can take a dose of that and revive you, you know? Mm-hmm. If you get sick during the night. Well, I must go, but it's getting dark.
Well, we get down there just a minute, Betsy. I got to find out if you say something.
Hmm.
I want to find out if you see. You told me a little about it, but I didn't get it straight. I want to get it straight now. When I... It looked to me like a person would feel a lot more... safer around the house. At night or weekends and things like that, so you couldn't get a doctor if you wanted one.
No, you can't. It's good to have it on hand, I'm telling you. It's really nice. Tom come up there yesterday to get some, but he was out. He didn't have none. He had sold all what he had. But he got some at the house. He told me he'd bring it to him next Tuesday. He'd bring him a bottle. Because he has gas, you know, from that mustard they had, you know, see, you know, it's done something to his stomach.
Yeah.
And so he goes to Dr. Perry and for gas and so is it. But I give him a dose of that liniment, and the minute I give it to him, he comes to belting right up. Just come out the building. And he said, and rubbed his stomach. He said, you know this. He said, this is good stuff. He said, it's really good. He said, you help my stomach. I can tell the difference in my stomach and before I take it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to wait a day or two.
No. Immediately, it wakes on you. I suppose you get up, you're sick doing it at night. You be sick and like that. Your stomach upset and like, why don't you just reach up and get a dose of that stuff?
Well, you know, everybody gets upset now and then, Betsy. And what they do, they just stay weak or lie there and turn over and toss and just tough it out.
I know it. I wouldn't do without it as long as I can get it. Because I didn't have it. I was out. And I didn't have any. And he was across the pond. And so I told him when he come the other week, I said, where have you been? He said, I've been overseas. He said, I went on the yellow bird, now come on the yellow bird. I asked him, where's the yellow bird now? He said, you don't know where's that now, but that's what he come on, that's what he go on to. He said, it's, you know, it can't land in Miami. It'd have to go to Tampa.
Oh.
It's too long.
Oh?
It's too long for Miami's field, but it'd have to go to Tampa. And land down there.
Hmm.
He's a yellow. It's yellow. The plane is yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shaped like a bird.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call it, the yellow bird.
Oh.
Miss Bessie, how did you get onto that medicine?
This liniment. You see, I got a book. I've been had that book. Oh, I don't know how many years I've been had that book. Yes, sir. I got on with that book. I don't know where I got the book from, but I know I got it. I've been had that book about 15, 20 years.
That little book's 30 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, is that where you found out about it, in
mm-hmm,
that little book?
Mm-hmm.
So you just tried it yourself?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you did. You didn't pick it up from anybody?
No. I tried it from the book. That's how I come to find out I could use it.
Yeah.
No, it's really good, I'm telling you. You can rub with it, but I don't rub with it. I don't take it for rubbing. I just go take it for, keep it for taking whenever I feel bad. Whenever I feel bad, I get that stuff and take it.
What did Mag take when she felt, did she have something like that?
Mag never would take it. It was in the house, but she never would take none. She just used what the doctor gave her.
Well, you had it right there and she wouldn't?
Oh, no, she wouldn't use it. She wouldn't use it.
She's just hard-headed?
I reckon it's hard-headed. You know when the doctor told her to drink beer. Dr. Snow told her to drink it. Well, she'd drink it if somebody would buy it, but she wouldn't buy none. She wouldn't buy none for herself. That's right, she wouldn't buy none for herself. I went to New York one summer. I carried the boy home. One of my grandsons was down and I had to take him back to school. Mm-hmm. And I carried Callum with me when I went. She was a baby then. So Mag was sick when I left. You know, ailing, you know, see, but she was up. Mag wouldn't get nothing to eat in the house. When I left plenty of food there in the box so she could have something to eat. And she wouldn't buy nothing at all. So Nettie come up then to see about her. Nettie said she had one old boiled white potato in the box. Just one. Well, nothing in the box for her. And she was just as hungry. She was she was so hungry she didn't know what in the world to do. So Nettie brought her some dinner up there.
Well, that's about as little as she could have had.
Yeah, she was just starving. She naturally starving. When I come, then I got 2 pints of oysters. And I made an oyster stew. You see, I made that oyster stew. Oyster's good for your stomach, you know, when your stomach is bad. And then especially when it's empty, too. So I made a big bowl of stew. And she eat all of the oysters in the soup. And all, she just eat up everything. And I fixed her some. Before I went to work, I was working over the bar then. So I fixed her a bowl full before I left and told her, because I didn't have to be direct at 10 o'clock. And I fixed her a bowl. I said, now you eat this soup when you feel empty. You get hungry. I said, you go eat this soup. I said, woman. I said, and then eat it. So she did. She eat the soup. She eat all the soup. And so she started gaining right then, started picking up a little from that oysters. But she wouldn't try to fix none for herself.
Well, I didn't realize that.
I said she's lazy.
She just talked, didn't she?
Lazy. She was just lazy. That was all. That was the whole thing.
But
Mag was lazy.
She never got tired of talking.
No, but she was lazy.
Yeah.
To do anything, you know. She was too lazy to do anything. She didn't do nothing.
Well, now, Miss Daisy don't doctor herself much.
No, she got some of that liniment.
Oh, she has?
Yeah, she has. She got some.
Oh.
Yes, sir. She sure has. She bought a bottle for.
Yeah. Well, now that's all right, isn't it?
Yes, it is. She says she get to hooting at night. She get up and get out of dose. get a dose of that liniment and taste it. And you get into bed and you go on to sleep.
She, I never have heard her admit that she ever heard at night.
Yeah, she do. She heard it at night. She says she has pains, you know. So I think she have arthritis.
Old arthritis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has arthritis. I have it too. I got it.
You never complained about it?
No, but sometimes it pains my leg, you know, like that. But
oh.
I go on. And then I got this liniment. Now I just take the dose of liniment. I don't bother with it. Take a dose of liniment.
Now, Nettie, she don't take care of herself, doctor herself.
No, she always been on Dr. String.
Yeah.
Unless it was hurting, and so I got him a bottle of some kind of syrup. This old man didn't have, but the other man had it, and he couldn't rest at night. So I said, "Now you take this syrup at night when you go to bed." I said, "And she wanted to stop that cough you got, you know." So he did, and just knocked that cough right off. Knocked it off.
You know, I don't think hardly anybody got any remedies at home anymore.
No.
All they know how to do is go to the doctor.
That's all. That's all they know.
Yeah.
You see, Mr. Meyer, the average of the younger people, they don't believe in that kind of stuff, you know?
Mm.
They call that phobiaism.
Oh, yeah.
They won't take nothing like that, you see, the blue. Well, I'll go to the doctor and see what the doctor says. But the doctor don't know everything. He don't know everything.
They haven't found that out yet.
What?
The children haven't found that out yet.
No, they haven't. Well, he don't know everything. Because a lot of things that you can get and take, the doctor don't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
That's right. You see, the older people, they didn't have no doctor. Like, you know, like now, because there wasn't so many doctors, you see. Some doctors, but there were a few around where they used remedies, get herbs from the woods and take, you know. They know the herbs, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the doctor make their medicine out of, make them out of the same thing they did get out the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they don't know everything. And so this other generation, they don't know enough.
And they not learning very fast.
No, they ain't trying.
Why can't they listen to people, Bessie?
Their head's too hard. You can't put nothing in something that ain't there. They ain't got no brains.
Well, they could listen to people that's had a little more experience than they have.
Yes, but they won't do it. Their head is hard-headed. Pay no attention to you. So I don't know about that old phobiaism. That's the first thing they say.
They don't know enough just to listen.
No, ain't got sense enough to know, to learn something that would do them some good, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to put you that book.
What did your mama do when she had that headache?
Huh?
What was your mama's remedy that, don't you know, when she had that headache?
My grandmother?
Was that your grandmama?
Yeah, my grandmother. Oh. Well, she had this headache, and over in Duggar's, you get a little sharp knife, you know, and just stick her back there, you see, and let that blood out of the back of her neck, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would give her something, what they call opium. And she would take that, but go on. He said, well, go on about your business, nervousness. Your headache will stop.
Where was that?
Hmm?
Where was that?
In Carolina.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd have was it a headache or swimming?
No, not swimming in the head, just have this natural headaches.
Yeah.
And so they get that knife and stick it back there.
Huh.
It wouldn't cut her deep, you know what I mean? Just stick it so that the blood will come out.
Uh-huh.
And then give her something to take. And she's going about her business.
Well, now this dizzy thing I had, I still get dizzy, especially early in the morning, you know. Now I've been taking them Carter's pills.
Mm-hmm.
Now what do they call them now? They don't call them Carter's?
No, they call them liver pills.
Yeah.
Little liver pills.
Yeah. I've been taking them, and you have to take them some. You can't just get results overnight.
No, you take them. You take two at night, I think, and take one in the morning, like that.
Uh-huh.
That's the way you take them.
And then it's take them for a day or two.
Yes, and see how you clean out. You know, get your boils off your liver and. They're really good. They're good all right now.
Well, now that what would you call that, Bessie, when you have dizziness swimming like that? Is that just a sluggish liver, or what would you call that?
Well, now I call it high blood. That's all I call it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah.
I enjoyed this little visit.
Yeah, well, you brought Bessie up here.
Look at the coach.
Yeah, look at the coach. Well, and I brought the.
I'll get the other lemon.
Okay.
I'll get the other lemon.
All
in
right.
The book.
All right. But I'm proud to know about that other lemon.
Well, I know it, and see, Bessie's had experience. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's not something you're just taking a chance with.
Do you ever? You don't get to talk to Miss Patterson much, do you?
No.
Well, she's the only other person I know in this whole neighborhood that pays attention to remedies. Others do it. I just don't know them.
I don't think they do. Miss Patterson comes from Georgia, so she comes where the people believe in that stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She said she learned a lot of that from her mother.
Well, I said she comes from Georgia.
Yeah.
You see, her mother's living. She learned, they believed in all that old timey stuff, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I have enjoyed this little bit of thing.
Yeah.
I've got to go down the, I need to go down the end of the lane. All right,
you take, no, you can take Daddy home.
Oh, right.
Okay.
You should.
Give him a cane, Bessie. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll
now that.
We'll separate that coat. Yes, you better. All right, thank you. That's hard to get up, you know. That's part of that headache with me. Whenever my head gets dizzy a little bit, I get like that when I sit down. I get, I don't know, scrum. Well, that's the end of this little visit, Miss Bessie, after supper, Wednesday, the 10th of June, 1970. About 565 to 70, channeling over 565 or 70. At the end of this little visit with Miss Bessie after supper, it's Wednesday, the 10th of June, 1970, and not a breath of air all day. And I had this exam up there at 8 o'clock and got up early and stirred around. Molly had that beautiful little coat last night and Faye saw it. Oh, his legs are long. And he's bony. That's one way she got Miss Bessie up here. Faye remembered Miss Bessie won't leave home after dark. She just won't leave home after dark. Tom was out there on the porch with her when she got out there. Tom said, "You go ahead, I'm leaving." And this is 580 now, channel one over, the end of Miss Bessie's little visit. I wanted to talk about that marvelous little remedy that she has and bring a catalog. She didn't bring a catalog. I've got it up here now, and it's 1889, 1939, 8 from 13 leaves 5, 50 years. Now, somebody down there has had that all this time. Miss Bessie didn't have it all this time. She's had it a long time. And it's just so satisfying. And now that's in her voice, in part of this tape.